Please don't pass the picket.
Mandate members from the Tesco store in Sligo took to the picket line outside both entrances to the shop this morning at 4:30 a.m. to voice their concerns over a number of issues such as pay, the removal of canteen and break room facilities, and the breaking of agreements between management and workers. Jared McBride has worked at the store for 16 years. He explains why he felt it was necessary to go on strike today.
For workers' rights and to help other companies and workers that are being treated like us to come out and fight with everybody. That's what we need to do.
Is there any particular issues that you felt that pushed you to come out today to strike?
We're talking about closing down our canteen, staff hours, they're changing them. Everything in the structure of the whole shop has been changed.
Alana Cullen has been employed by Tesco for the last 14 years and says staff are not happy with changes to their contracts.
They're taking away terms of conditions of contracts, and their long-serving staff, they're not giving them their money that they're owed.
And they've said that they have different ways of dealing with this rather than going on strike action and to go to the Labour Relations Commission. What would you say to that?
They're not agreeing to anything that they put forward.
And have you worked here long?
Nearly 14 years. It's not the same place it used to be. In the last 3 years, it's gotten very bad. We're striking today all day from 8 o'clock in the morning. Some people are here since 4:30, and we're going to be striking till 11 o'clock. And we're going to be striking again next Friday.
What do you think customers will think about it?
I think we'll get good support from customers.
Tesco claims the strike breaches the union and the company's agreed procedures for disputes, and it's urging Mandate to resume cooperation with the industrial relations processes, having rejected a conciliation conference at the Workplace Relations Commission on the 24th of October regarding the issues in Sligo. However, Mandate spokesperson for the Northwest, Ciarán Campbell, says he feels workers had no other option but to go on strike today, and says 97% of workers balloted voted in favour of industrial action.
This year, between June and September, there was 4 dates offered to both sets of constituents in respect of going into a conciliation with the Workplace Relations Commission. Tesco refused 4 times. At that stage, we felt right, that was enough. We wrote to the Workplace Relations Commission thanking them for all their efforts.
They said that they tried on the 24th of October.
I'm coming to that, you know, because I think that needs to be tackled and dealt with and nailed down once and for all. What happened was, when the Workplace Relations Commission got wind of us thanking them for their endeavours, but we were going into a consultative exercise with our members, as is our right under the Industrial Relations Act, the company all of a sudden wanted a date. The Workplace Relations Commission came back to me and the company offering the 24th of October. I told the Workplace Relations Commission, listen, we've already entered into a consultative exercise, we're going to go through with that.
A day of strike action is planned for next Friday, the 14th of December, and employees at the Carrick and Shannon store are set to take industrial action on December 22nd. Therese Madden, Ocean FM News.